Check your watch jackets, fans. It's Shelly time with Bishop and Laurinaitis.
Oh, let's head out on the Brian Healy Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. It's been too long since we've had a visit with our buddy Jody Shelley. How you doing without hockey, pal?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, it's time to time you really miss it, miss the regular life as we all do, but not doing too bad. Not doing too bad.
Jody, where are you at right now? I mean, are you down the Hocking Hill still? Are you back and forth? Are you in, you know, back in C-Bus? Where are you located?
So we're in the Hocking Hills. We've stayed here. We've been up to our house in Powell once to put the garbage out and check on. We've had a lot of rain, so we've checked on that. But, man, we're just down here really social distancing from everybody in the world. Doing a lot of puzzles, doing a lot of baking, doing a lot of just what everyone else is doing, you know. But it's, yeah, it's nice down here. We're away from everyone, and that's, I guess, what we're supposed to do.
Yeah, that's where we're at, pal. From a sports league perspective, I know contingency plans are being made, and you say, okay, if this, then this, and if this happens, then we'll try and do this. In the NHL world, what are those conversations like? Who's involved in those conversations? And kind of give us an idea of what's being talked about there.
Yeah, and I can only go off of what I've talked to with a couple of the players that are involved with the NHLPA and what we read in some of the NHL articles, and that is the PA and the owners and the league have talked about dates going into August. You know, initially when this happened 3 weeks ago, they wanted the dates in the buildings in July, and now they've asked for August dates. So, you know, the conversations are that the reality is that the NHL wants to finish the playoffs. They want to award the Stanley Cup. And when we talked last time, you know, it's not only the fact that there's only been the Stanley Cup is the playoffs are huge revenue stream for the NHL. So they understand that. The players understand that. They're working hand in hand with the league, which is good to see. Remember the lockout when in 04 when they lost the entire season. It was the players against the owners. And then the 13 lockout, you could see that the players understood that they were in a healthy spot with the league, and the league was in a healthy place, so they had to work together. And now it's really showing how the players in the league are willing to do whatever they have to do to keep this this 19-20 season alive and finish it. And then if it goes into August, the talks are for an October pause and then a November restart of the new season. So the focus right now is obviously the messaging from the players and every league, and that a lot of the celebrities are getting out there sending that public service announcement to do what we need to do and stay safe and social distancing and wash our hands so that we can get back to normal as soon as we can. And the players want to get back and play and finish the season. And the talk is to include as many teams as they can. And that's, of course, again, for revenue, the big market teams, the Chicago's, which, you know, are 6 or 8 points out. Montreal is 6 or 8 points out. There's teams in Canada that drive a lot of the revenue. So the conversation or the reality is to award the trophy, but also get the most out of the playoffs and create some excitement for the NHL and then just continue right into next season right away.
Jody, is there normal, when you say get back to normal, is there a goal to include fans or just finish it even if it means no fans for a Stanley Cup playoff run?
You know, I don't know for sure, but the way that the conversations are going, it's get back on the ice and get together as a group first. I think there's many stages to this, as there is in every sports and everything that's on hold, but and even in business. Get back as a group first, then get back in ready to go in game-wise, and then see where the world is at. You know, eventually it's to get back with fans, but I don't know if they can do that by August. I mean, just by what you're reading, we don't know what's ahead. But I would say they're willing to do it without fans if they have to, James, to start.
Jody, what is the, from a hockey perspective, I mean, I'm sure that you guys are doing everything they can to stay in shape, but it's not the same. Now, the good news is everybody, if there is good news, everybody would be in it together, right? Like, it's not like you'd have an advantage, one team would have an advantage or another. But what would be the minimum amount of time required to kind of get back up to speed before? Because my guess is the NBA will be the same thing where they'll try to go right into playoffs. I mean, I don't think that they can risk playing the last 2 weeks of the regular season or month of the regular season or anything like that. If that's the case, what's the minimum amount of time that you'd feel comfortable putting a product out there that would represent what the NHL means?
I think a minimum is 10 days. I mean, if you look at training camp, you know, you play preseason games 3 days after camp is open. So you get right into some pretty healthy action as far as a difference from training and playing a real game. So I would think a week to 10 days, you could get up to speed. Now, it depends on the length of time off, of course. But you're talking about players right now who their engines were revving on high. This is the time of year right now where we know the Stanley Cup seedings are pretty much set here as we head into April. You know, the season is supposed to end this Saturday, the regular season. So the players are still in that kind of mode as far as where they're supposed to be at. But, you know, they're training as much as they can. Their minds are still in it. I don't think in 5 or 6 weeks you can really get that far out of shape. So I would say a week to 10 days of training, probably closer to 10 days to get back and get ready to go. Yeah, I don't think it would be too long.
Jody, I bet you got some guys. There's some people listening right now that are saying 5 to 6 weeks, I can get pretty out of shape. I mean, if you give me five to 6 weeks, maybe I can make that happen. Did you happen to see on Twitter circulating the third jersey, kind of the home and away set that people have been making for the Jackets? Did you see how beautiful that? Well, there was an off white one, right, Bo? And then there was one that some person used in white.
Yeah, there was a white one as well. Yeah,
but my goodness, did it look
pretty?
Oh, really? No, I haven't seen that. So they took our
today.
This will at least burn a half hour on this. So they took our third, and then they inverted it, and they made it. They did it one with cream and one with white, and they are just spectacular. It's spectacular.
Really okay. I'll check that out.
Yeah. It's a.
And James,
it's a strong...
I will say about getting out of shape. When you say getting out of shape, so I've been retired for 7 years now, and the first 3 months I thought I was out of shape. And then after 3 years, I was finally like, I'm finally out of shape. Like, it takes a long time for a professional athlete to really get out of shape. You know, when you get on the bike and you're like, man, I'm out of shape.
Yep.
That's a lot of time, I think.
Hey, Joe. Obviously, down in the you're down there in the hills. So you have all sorts of things you can do outdoors. Has there been anything that you've done in the house with the family that's been a real hit that maybe you didn't anticipate, or something that you could pass along that others could try?
Well, we spend all our evenings watching TV, so I've really enjoyed The Voice. I don't know if you guys are into these network shows, but we've enjoyed The Voice. We've made a few sing-along videos. My son and daughter, they're really into music and singing, so we've done that. Let's see. What else have we done? A puzzle. That was pretty fun.
Yeah.
Is there anything we've done? I don't know if people can do this, but my wife Mandy just reminded me. Our neighbors, their horses are due with two babies, so we're waiting on that. So nothing really exciting, but
that's pretty good.
Just daily chores, you know, coffee time lasts a little longer.
Sure.
Clean up for breakfast lasts a little longer. We're playing a lot of ping pong, too. My 11-year-old son's actually really good at ping pong, and it's a great way to pass time. If you guys are... You have a table. It's a great time to work on your ping pong game.
All right, buddy. We'll do that. Stay safe. I think you're social distancing at a very high level. Appreciate your time, buddy. We'll check in with you next week.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you guys.